Meanwhile, the Assistant State Secretary to the Achimeboakwa State, Daniel Ofuriata, says the ban is due to the gross misconduct and lack of respect by the NDC Eastern Regional Executives for Nananom. He recounted the genesis of the impasse between the Eastern NDC Executives and the Achimeboakwa State.
In 2012, after the election, the Oshihene, as president of the National House of Chiefs, led Nananom of the Eastern Region to pay a courtesy call on the president and to congratulate him on his assumption of office. The Oshihene used the opportunity of his presence at the Flagstaff House to advise the contending parties in the election petition. Remember that in 2013, the hottest political issue at the time in Ghana was the election petition. So you are aware the New Patriotic Party took a petition to the Supreme Court challenging the validity of the 2012 election. And so the Oshihene used the opportunity of his presence to advise the leading contending parties in this election petition to, for the interests of peace, cohesion, and unity of this country, to abide by whatever decision that
this country, this totality.
Unfortunately, even questioned the propriety of the Oshihene asking the president to abide by the Supreme Court decision. Statements that these people issued was full of malice. An official complaint was put before the national executives of the National Democratic Congress to bring this man to order. After today, we have heard nothing. Then 2 years ago, if you remember, the Oshihene again led Chiefs of the Eastern Region as president on the road tour. And this was ostensibly to remind government of its commitment to the people of the Eastern Region, because the road situation in the Eastern Region, as we all are aware, is very deplorable. And so the purpose of the road tour was to officially inform government that of its responsibility to maintain the deplorable roads in the Eastern Region. Before the Oshihene and Nananom of the Eastern Region could embark on this tour, every important chief was part of this, because it was the regional house of chiefs that embarked on this tour. Mr. Bismarck Teriya Boateng and his heirs in the National Democratic Congress launched a blistering public attack on the person of the Oshihene. At a point, Mr. Bismarck Teriya Boateng even said, in very derogatory and insulting terms, these questions were put out there. And in fact, all attempts to get these people to apologize in the interest of peace and also to maintain the dignity and sanctity of the institution have so far failed. And so it's in the nature of these NDC executives, especially Mr. Bismarck Teriya Boateng, and now the secretary and the youth organizer, that these people have expressed an arrogant determination to bring the institution of chieftaincy into disrepute. And so when the regional minister decided to pay a courtesy call on the Oshihene, the KBS Executive Council, which is a committee of the Achimeboakwa Traditional Council, met and decided that because of the gross misconduct of this man and the clear lack of respect for traditional authority, this man will not be welcome to the Ofori-Peni field. And so we decided that yesterday we write a letter to the regional minister informing her that she gladly welcomes to the Ofori-Peni field and that any member of the National Democratic Congress is also welcome. But in coming to the Ofori-Peni field, she must exclude these gentlemen from coming to the Ofori-Peni field.
So it's all these two executives that you are banning from entering the palace?
Yes, you're banning them because you have no respect for Nananom. Nananom cannot allow you to come to their presence.
Well, but they are also saying that the chairman and the youth organizer represent the executive of the party. So banning those two means that you are attacking the party itself.
They're not attacking the party. They're attacking these persons. These are persons who have made irresponsible statements undermining the dignity and sanctity of the chieftaincy institution.
So what will it take for Nananom to lift this ban imposed on the two?
These regional executives will come to the various statements that they have made against the person that you're saying fairly shown remorse. I think that Nananom have no personal animosity against these gentlemen and that will allow them to come to you for a penny fee.